so pleased that Jack Knoll has been selected for the Lions Tour. Many congratulations to him on achieving this great honour. Jack will have the great privilege of playing with the best players from England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, and no doubt he will make lifelong friends in the touring team. When I was at school, the British Lions toured South Africa in 1955, and many of them, including Dick Jeeps, Tony O'Reilly and Cliff Morgan, were my heroes. Little did I realise at the time that I would be selected for the next Lions tour of South Africa, not many years later in 1962. Lions tours were different in those days. We were together for 3.5 months, from mid-May to the end of August. We played 25 matches, including 4 tests. There were 30 players in the original selection, and 3 replacements were flown out due to serious injuries. There were no substitutes allowed, and if a player was injured and had to leave the field, we had to play with 14 men. Touch judges were not permitted to assist the referee, other than to indicate that the ball was in touch. The referees were provided by the host country, South Africa. We were given 10 shillings a day as pocket money, 50p in today's money. I was a student at Oxford in 1962, and before the tour, I worked underground at South Crofty Tin Mine for 6 weeks to earn some much-needed money for the tour. I also remember with pleasure playing rugby for South Crofty at Tralee shortly before the tour. I do not think that Mr. Warren Gatland, the Lions head coach, would want Jack Knoll, one of his star players, to do that now. Finally, I send Jack my very warmest wishes for a successful and victorious tour. All your Cornish fans will be wishing you well, I'm sure.